Blog Talk Radio.
Timothy, the believer, does that mean
The ones who bought out, sold out, continue to trust in God and believe in God, they're the ones we reach and tell other people. See, you got a lot of people, Timothy, that play church. They play church.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. So their condemnation is a fact that all they look for is the money, not the soul.
That's right.
Well, we got some issues here. I mean, we just found out some things that hurt both our hearts. A big building, a big church, and it's gone. Somebody had the vision, but they didn't have the promise.
Hmm.
You have to have it both. You have to have, but God has something for us to do. He has a lot for us to do. Now, I'd like you to go with me and turn to the book of the first chapter of the book of John. And it says these words. Anybody know what it says out there in radio? Right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was what? And the Word was what? God. See, the more we read into through the three Trinitarians, we see the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Because we see it in book of Mark, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus spoke to, the God the Father spoke to his Son. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." We saw a dove flooding over as it represents the Holy Spirit. We saw the Son in the physical body, and we heard the voice of God according to the writers of the Old Testament. So God kept his word true. He kept his word true. He will say to you and I, if we trust God, God has something for us. Do we trust him? I do. Do you love him? I love him. Why? Because he's all that I have. And I say this to people many times that come and go, what God wants to do. And you know, I will say this to you. If something else, I always take scriptures and give it to some people. Now, here's what I want you to know, so that you can start praying about it. And Timothy writes to Paul these words in 2 Timothy 4 and verses 1 and 2. He says, "I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, to preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching." So we're in a position there in the body of Christ where we're living in a time that is kind of rough and tough. Our congressman there in Washington, D.C., they gave a man that don't know if he's a man, want to act like a woman don't act like a woman, and he gives them the same rights. Now, how in the world can you make a man be who he's supposed to be and a woman? And I'm on top of it. Why? Because if God keeps it in my crawl, I got to let it be known. God doesn't want that. He's called men, men, a man and a woman. God put it together. Not an Eve and an Eve and an Adam and Adam. God didn't do that. So, but the preachers, as it was said earlier, they're looking at the money. Their money bank. The more you give them, the more they bend. The more they bend, the more they bend down. And by you committing your whole self to the enemy, and the enemy is Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan, and he's the biggest liar, the biggest thug, the biggest dope dealer, the biggest money launderer, you name it, because he has all of those equalities. And he does it. Why he does it? Because he hates God. The only way he can get back at God is through what God has created. And that's why God sent Jesus Christ for us, to receive Jesus Christ. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and this is why God moved the apostle Paul to write to the young man. He's writing to a young preacher. He's describing to him. And see, he wrote to the church of Thessalonians, he said, pray without ceasing. Some people say, you pray too much. No, you don't. He said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. See, and here's the other thing I would say, praise God. And even in Luke 18:1, it says, then he spoke a parable to them, which Timothy was telling us about today, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. See, lose heart is a big statement because everybody got to understand we got to stand before the true living God. Mm. And everything.
You got to answer for it.
And the one thing I've asked many people, since you have been born again, have you been judged? You won't be judged. We were judged at Calvary. Calvary was a debt was paid. What he's gonna charge us with, because we're gonna look for the, it's called judges and crowns. All of us gonna be granted a crown. But everybody's not ready to receive a crown. Why? Because they don't know what they don't want to do what God says. See, it's still some people this hour we now live in my family, around my family, by my family, they want Jesus, but they want to do what they want to do. And they ain't nowhere what Jesus is. They want to shoot the shooting and hook the hook. I'll be honest. See, and I say this to the listening audience to this. I want you to know something. God still loves you. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, God loved us. Now, what kind of compassion is that? While Willie Hunter was a sinner, Jesus, God still loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was wooing me. Come on in, Hunter. I'm glad I'm in. Come on in. Can you open the door? Open the door for somebody else. And see, all I got to do, a lot of folks got the wrong understanding about the ministry. The ministry is nothing but a gift that God has given every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And every man says, I'm a prophet. Okay. I'm a this, I'm a that. Well, ain't nothing but a gift. And if you abuse that gift, God is going to let you just hang there with that gift. He ain't going to take it from you.
That's right.
But you're going to wish
that
your day, you're going to say, why did I go wrong then?
That's right.
And you see, some of the greatest men in the Bible had a real testimony. We take the old prophet. Man, look, when God thus said the Lord, they growled it. And young man, Jeremiah was a young man. But the fire of God, Jeremiah said, I can't keep my mouth shut because it's like fire shut up in my bones. I can't keep, see, and when you know you can't keep quiet, you got to tell the prophet. All of us say we love him. We got to love him. We got to love him. We got to love him. Well, I don't know if I got to. You got to love him. So if you love him, you will obey him. And, you know, one of the things I would say to every believer to understand this, and Jesus, see, a lot of people want to pray. You pray for my Timothy. So some people, you pray for my Timothy. And the question is, did you pray for yourself? You said, well, Hannah, did you pray for yourself? And see, all of a sudden, because I get I ain't did no praying for myself, but I wanted from God through your prayer. God don't work that way. God answers the prayer that you and I touch and agree on.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us credence.
That's right.
But a lot of people don't look in that direction. They say, well, if you pray for my list, it's going to be right. You're a good man. No.
Mm-mm.
Don't live on my prayer. Because I could be out of here the next minute.
Mm.
All I want to do is let everybody know this, is that the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, he's a true and living God. He's alive forevermore. And he's calling the call and call to say, come and get ready because I'm on my way back. And I'm here to tell you, you might hear me. Ain't calling him, but I want to tell you something. There's a great revival that has started already.
Mm.
It has started with me, in my heart. It started with Timothy. Because the more we bow down to our Maker, the more he straightens us up to walk in his love.
Right.
The more he's taking us up, the more he redefines us, the more he brings us closer, the more he shows us, this is what I got for you. Like he told Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, he said, wait a minute. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. The thoughts I have for you, they're not evil. They're good. That you'll come to a good end. And see, and the devil had him believing it. But God says, he said, if you call unto me, I'll answer. And see, a lot of people don't want to call unto God because I know, and I want to be honest, Lord, a lot of people will go to church, hear the word, he showed it, preach. What did he say? Oh, no, God, but he showed it, preach. Did you take any notes? No, but it sure was good. What was the subject? I don't know, but he talked about Jesus. You know what? That's a church you don't need to be in. You need to be in a word, W-R-D, 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 word church. Why, that you can understand. And it has to be the minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ who has himself saturated with the word of God. He's not ashamed. He's not offended. He will say, thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
Well, this is what the Lord says. He got to know the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. He got to know why one stop doesn't pick up. He got to know the different ones that God has, what God did for us, he's doing for us. And see, in the book it says that God's looking for a new man, a new creature. The Jews and the Gentiles are going to be one, a one new man, what he wants. See, he knew what he was doing. He knew to get it started because back then when he called for Abraham, Abraham's father was a practitioner. He practiced witchcraft. He practiced, she can get pregnant by this moon. We can get a blessing out of this right here. This animal, this thing has got an idol that can't walk, talk, hear, see. But Abraham said, wait a minute. He said, I don't want it. He said, where is the living God? Where is he?
That's right.
Where is? And that's why God said, y'all hear? Somebody trying to get our attention. And when he got, and God spoke to him and said, Abraham, he said, get your wife and everything you got and get out of this. Get out. Get out of here. And he left. But God led him. God led him. And he could covenant. And you know what I love about God? He allowed Abraham to take his only son who was 30 years old. He had to be mature according to the word of God. He knew what he was doing because he was setting up what Jesus Christ would do when he came on the earth realm. He was 30 years old. He said, Father, where is the lamb? He said, but don't worry, my son. God will what? Provide. And God provided a lamb. But I'm here to tell you, when he went there and tied him up and got it ready, and I know it's hard, but he said, Lord, I'm trusting you. He said, I know if you kill him, you're going to raise him.
That's right.
And when he went to stack his hand, the angel said, stay your hand. Hallelujah. Stay your hand. Don't you dare, don't you? And he stayed his hand. So look what God is saying to us. Look what God is saying to us. God is saying to us, I have given you the inalienable rights. I've given you the right to raise the dead, to lay hands on the sick. I've called you to cause things that are not. Look what Jesus did. He passed by the fig tree. He cursed it because it didn't have none. It was disobeying him. It wasn't
no fruit.
No. Well, you got any fruit? No, I ain't got no fruit.
He got no fruit.
And here's the creator of all of them. He said, no. Jesus said, well, you want this thing, you won't do it no more. And when they passed back the next, they said, hey, Father, I mean, Jesus, you spoke to that stuff. He said, that's the word of God.
That's right.
That's the word of God.
All you have to do is trust God.
That's all you got to do.
God.
See, and so I say to everybody that's listening to us tonight, God is still available.
Yes, he is.
And he's available because there's going to come a time in this life we live in 2014 or 2099, whenever God has a time, and we're in it because I know. I say one day I want to live as long as I can live, but I can't live in this physical body because I know one of these days,
One of these days, the time will come when I've got to say, I'm leaving this shore to a shore for eternity. Because I'm on a download so I can upload. Hallelujah. 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 Ain't nobody but God. Nobody but God. See, because God loves me. And you know what? Jesus loved his son. When the son cried out, the father, why have thou forsaken me? And the father turned his head because he couldn't look upon sin. So look, sinner man, sinner woman, sinner preacher, sinner fire folk, I love you. But God doesn't look upon sin.
That's right.
He frowns on it.
That's right.
If I'm a married man, I'm doing wrong. Don't you know God don't hear me or see me? Because it's, and you know why? Because he don't see the blood of Jesus. And I say to everybody, when the blood of Jesus has covered you, the enemy can't touch you. And when God looked and the devil said, there's Timothy, there's Hunter, look at him. They're messing up. He said, what? I don't see nobody down there. What I see is the blood of Jesus. Oh, you ain't looking like I'm looking. But God looks at our heart.
That's right.
He looks at our heart. He determined. And I say this to everybody, the reason why Jesus intercedes for sinners. Listen what he said in Isaiah 53:12. He said, therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul upon death, unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. I was a transgressor. He interceded. Here you see in the Old Testament, but God speaks. He says, Jesus paid the price. He paid the price because he interceded for us. And he do it for the weak believers. See, all of us are not as strong as we want to be. Some of us don't have the good voice, don't have the et cetera, et cetera. But here's what he says in the book of Luke. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned, to strengthen your brother. So if Timothy, you get stronger, strengthen me. If I get stronger, strengthen you.
That's right. That's
because
right.
We're here to iron sharpens iron.
That's it.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's
and
it.
See, somebody don't understand. See, because when Jesus, he talks about the Holy Spirit. Here's what he said in John 14:16. And I will pray the Father. He give you another helper. But he said helper, a comforter. And to bring it to the simplicity, he made it so simple. So simple. You ain't got to fight and big argument about it. He said, because he says, that he may abide with you forever. 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 Hallelujah. Forever. Because he's the kind of God we serve, we love, we know he's God. And he's talking about the church. And you know what? If you get into the book of John, you're going to find some things that's going to get you so close to God. The more you start reading about God, if you're talking to Jesus, Jesus said, Father, the hour has come. He said that the hour has come, Father. I've done everything you told me to do. He said, but the hour has come that your son, and I'm making a report back to you. I love it. He says, those you gave me, I've lost none of them. I ain't lost none of them, except the one, the son of proportion, the one who went against God. That's the only one. He said, but Father, I pray that the same likeness you and I have, that the believers have the same. Now, I'm not reading. I'm giving you what's in my heart. And the Bible tells us, because God knew. He knew. He called him the Father. He called him God. He said, our Father. He said it five, I think it's four, concise times in the John 17 chapter. He said, Father, he said, the same is You love them. I love them. The same reminder is yours. So if I'm Jesus Christ, I'm God. God is me, and God is, see, it works it. If you see it, beloved, you can see what God is doing for, he is securing our position in the body of Christ. See, people don't want to understand. And let me share something with you. What we need to pray for, we need to pray for our church, our home, our community. We ought to have local government. I mean, you got a lesbian in charge, but I have to pray for the government. God's going to judge her.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to judge all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And preachers, you better start preaching better.
Mm-hmm.
Apostles, you better get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, you better dig in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the one that's got the final point of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You can stick with the word. The word says this. And when you got that evangelist coming along, he comes to rake it up, stir it up, and put it out of the ground. And when the preacher gets through, say, oh, man, that preacher messed up everything. You didn't have nothing if you didn't have God.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have God, you didn't have nothing.
That's right.
And so people look at it, see, they don't want to pray for the pastor. I know a lot of pastors don't like me, but I still pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
I may not like some of the attitudes, but I pray for them.
That's right.
And they may not want to pray for me, but I still love them.
Mm.
And I can say this to you, with love and kindness, what God is saying. See, if we pray for the local government, we know we got a lot of soothsayers up there in Washington, D.C. Ain't nothing but crooks. We know that. But there are some that God has put there.
Mm-hmm.
So he can define, because the government is up on.
That's right.
And when you read the book, you see it. See, I want to say this to you and to understand the power that you have as a believer. And when you read it, you take the Old Testament and you take the New Testament. Let me take you to Ezekiel 22:30-31. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with my fire of my wrath. I have recompensed their deeds on their heads, says the Lord. And the prophet began to speak to us. See, that's a bunch of junk. That's junk. See, but when he speaks to us, we are intercessors. We are believers. We are ones. I told the pastor, I said, we can come to your church and have some prayer. No, we got it on Wednesday night. We got somebody in charge. What if God is going to send you as an evangelist, as a prophet, and send that with a word to them? You know what they're going to do, Timothy? Timothy ain't been to school.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy don't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We got an old deacon here that's been here a long time. He's been hogwash.
Mm-hmm.
The young man, Paul told Timothy, he said, young man, he said, look, he said, I see what you got. You got the fire of God.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandmother and your mother. He said, I know what you got. And when we know what we got, it's up to us to do it. And see, and here's what I love. In 2 Chronicles, we all know that, 7:14. If my people, by my name, all of them say it. See, ignorance on let it say. See, humbleness, a lot of folks don't want to be humble.
Oh, no.
Oh, they got too much pride, too much lust of the eye, and they don't want to do it. And see, he says, and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways.
Well, they definitely want to do that.
I mean, they got to sell now, Timothy. Well, they got to sell you, know, get your name, get you a bottle of whiskey, get you some drugs, get you fired up with some marijuana, and all they're doing is deep in the next generation. And that's why I tell people that who have the fire of God in us, to start trying to reach the unreached and tell the untold. You don't have to do it.
Mm.
It's nothing there. I know because I've been there.
Mm.
My body was this, and my... You got to tell them with an example.
That's right.
You got to tell them.
Exactly.
That's what it, And you can go
an expert, sir.
I'm an expert.
I tell him in a minute, I'm an expert on sin. Paul said he was the chief.
The chief.
I don't know about being the chief center. I wouldn't push my envelope that much, but I tell you, I'm an expert.
Well,
that means I have experience, and I can tell you, it ain't no good.
Well, I can tell you this.
It ain't no good.
I can tell you this. I can push them below like you did. I like the way you said that. The envelope. And see, everybody, they want the envelope, but nobody wants the... What envelope?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus help me. See, one thing I would say to all of us, that God is saying to all of us, because we need to come back to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We sort of not to be robbery. You see, but you know, as we walk in this life we now live in, there's always a hindrance.
Oh.
Satan loves to do what he's doing. If he can hurt you to think he'll get back at me, likewise. Well, you ain't got to listen to Timothy. You don't know nothing. You ain't got to listen to him. Yeah. No. God don't say that.
No.
We're not supposed to look on our brother as a D-O-G, R-A-T, or F-O-X. We need to look on them with L-O-V. And we're helping somebody out there. I know y'all out there listening. I know it. But I love you because what I love you? Because I've been down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I done been there. As Timothy said, I'm an expert.
Mm-hmm.
I done had some whiskey.
Yeah,
I done smoked some dubs, some dope. Done gamble, done been a whoremonger, been in with the women and done this and done that. But when Jesus cleaned me up,
mm-hmm.
all glory to God,
mm-hmm.
he cleaned me through and through, purged me with his Holy Ghost. And I'm the one who can stand and tell the world, I know that I know. I don't care what the president say. I don't care what the governor says. I don't care what the mayor say. The senator, but Jesus Christ said he's on his way back. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you're not ready, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Because on the first resurrection,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know that there's power, you're going to be in the second one. Because in the second one, there is no power.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you get off and start reading the Judge and Crown, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is so beautiful. When God opens up and we get the crown for righteous, for soul saving, for living for God, and we just take those, we got them on our head, we're all walking on this, ooh, but we need help here on the street. We take off our crowns and we throw them at his feet, and we submit and commit and bow and say, worthy, worthy art thou, O God, worthy. So I told some people, I said, get all the crowns you want because you're going to throw them away. Because when he shows back up, he's coming back, and he's coming back with me. You know what I love about it? In the 20, in Luke chapter 22, verses 29 and 30, I'll just say this for the end of this time. Jesus said, they was asking, he said, hold a minute, hold it, Hunter, hold it, Timothy, he said, cut it out. He said, that ain't how we going to do this vision. He says, listen, my father gave me a kingdom, and I'm going to give you a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You going to do that now? Yeah, I'm going to give you a kingdom. Why, Lord? He said, because you can sit with me at my table.
That's right.
At his table.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is going to have the table. And when we sit at his table, God's going to be right there for us, loving us, and taking us off. Okay, God. Woo! Hallelujah.
Lord.
But can you think about it? You being a king,
mm.
you got a kingdom,
mm.
you have a, oh, my Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
I don't even want to get in that because you know, it's Americans.
You saw that?
You know, it's Americans. You know, we so democratic. We so democratic. We want to vote on everything, but, in this kingdom, ain't
going to
be no
vote. Ain't no vote. No, voting's over with. The voting is gone.
There ain't going to be one king, one leader.
One leader. Either you don't.
That's right.
Well, and a lot of people say, well, if you're not a ripper dipper user, Democrat, all of us wrong. And I've learned this too. If I'm going to stand with a person that don't believe what God says, I'm as guilty as they are.
Oh, Lord.
I'm as guilty. So you got to be careful, beloved, who you vote for.
Huh.
You got to be careful. If you're not careful, you're going to be caught up in hell. Some people got different things going on now. They have an agenda. Satan has given it to his believers.
Yes.
And they're coming down and say, well, we need to sit down and talk with y'all. No. Time up. I'm going to be like in football. Well, the game's over. When Jesus, the game's over. I just like to share this one scripture with you right quick. In the book of Acts 2:28-39. Now, here's what a bold Peter. Oh, bold Peter, who said, Lord, you ain't got to worry. We're going to study and we're going to fight for you. I love you, Lord. Yeah, we're going to fight for you, Lord. We hear the whoops from it. God says, the enemy tries to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter wouldn't hear a word. He kept beating his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. And God said, Peter, the roof is going to crow three times when you deny me.
Oh, no, Lord, no.
I'm ready to fight. But he wasn't hearing the eternalness of what God was saying through him. He said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ, the remission of your sin. I ain't committing no sin, you liar. You stole the money. You went to the store. How many of y'all went to the store sometime and you done stole something? But to see the word, to see if you know the word said, if a man is hungry, they ain't supposed to put him in jail. But they want to put him in jail. He was in a sin. The person in the old day, no, that's against the law of God. See, they got to stand judge. And see, the reason why in America, I can say America because I live here.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen racism.
Mm.
I've seen homosexuality. I've seen everything. I've seen it in Dallas when they killed the president. I've seen what they've done. I've seen it when they killed Martin Luther King. I've seen it when they killed the president's brother. I've seen it. Well, what God has brought in us out that we now live, he's bringing us to it's time to have a revival. You know you done sinned, huh? Lord, I done sinned. Would you receive me? He said, I will.
That's right.
He said, I will receive. And
that's,
you know,
that's just like that.
It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told the guy when I was out there doing what I was doing, it's a done deal. See, his blood does it all. And I will say this to you. praise God. He says it, and you shall receive the gift. See, here we go again, the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are after afar, as many as the Lord our God will call. So when you begin to get into the deepness of what God's saying, he's calling the Jews and the Gentiles. Some will fall. Remember, Timmy, you and I will sit. There will be 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we're doing good. I don't care what nobody says. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to allow us to do it. He's going to allow it. And you know what? He's going to call us a king and a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a blessing. We go back and look at Abraham. Man, because Abraham first got the blessing from Melchizedek. He said, I bless you in the name of God. And when he blessed him, look what happened. Look what happened. But I say this to you. I love God with all my heart. I love him with all my heart. Do you love God? Do you love God? Anybody out there got any questions or statements? I want to thank you for what God has done for us, because God loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And when we can come back and look at what is happening in us and why God, see, Satan has declared war. He's declared war. And one day I want to get busy and talk about this. He has declared war on the children of God, the sons of God. Satan don't love us. Man, he can send a good-looking woman, and all of a sudden she can be the worst witch. A man can be the same demonic possessor. He can be the worst homosexual of man. But God is calling us to righteousness. And the Apostle Paul encouraged us to defeat the devil. The spiritual weapons are not carnal ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 357 and a short old shotgun. Bam, bam, ain't no good. Because you're shooting at the air.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the chapel, when you got the fullness of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in the tongue, you got the power to declare and decree. And people say, well, you didn't have a stroke. Why can God didn't take you on? Well, go ask God. God has me here for a reason. And I know it is. So I'm not trying to get angry because God left me here. I thank him. Because it lets me know that's the more unfinished work that I got to do. And I will do it. And I know this. The revival is starting in my heart. I believe that God's going to give us power to raise the dead. Blind eyes will be open. Deaf ears will be unstopped. All seven parts of the body will be restored back because it's the word of God. And Jesus said, when he was saying about it, the sister said, well, Lord, I asked you to have been here. I asked you to have been here. My brother wouldn't have died. He wouldn't have died, Lord, if you'd have been here. And Jesus said, well, he had been gone 2 days, 2 days to get back. And according to the Jewish tradition, in 2 days he could raise the body. The Jewish had that witness. They could do it. But Jesus took it to the, I call it to the fourth power.
That's right.
To the fourth power.
Make sure they know.
Yes.
Where
he came from, and he went there to show where you laid it.
Sure, he knows where it came from.
Whew.
They would have said it was a tradition of man.
That's it. That's another man. Ah, that's it.
They would have said it's a tradition of man, because it fell into the traditions of man. When things fall out of tradition of man, when things fall into the tradition of man, that's what it is.
Oh, dear.
It's the tradition of man. It's man-made religion.
Oh,
but when it falls out of that, it falls into the spiritual realm. We know that comes from God. You can't even argue with it. But you know it comes from God. You're like, wait a minute. Your man-made rule says this, but this happened. You know, hey, I don't know. That's from God, and that's from you. You know, God keeps us separate. He definitely going to keep us separate. Jesus kept us jumping and hopping. Every time he did a miracle, it wasn't the same. Jesus didn't do the same old miracle. He didn't, you know, he beat on people and made muddles, and he just said, oh, yeah, they healed. He just healed them from across the way. Some touched his garment. I mean, he made sure to let you know, without a doubt,
that is
where he was coming from.
Woo!
It wasn't traditional man. Wasn't a man.
Wasn't a man.
Wasn't a man.
I like the way you said it. Wasn't a man.
He just wanted to let you know. Because, you know, if it was a man, you know, we'd be doing it one way. I'd be, you know, because, you know, I might get my little religious closet and say, you know, I'm praying this way. I'm praying just like this. I'm praying just like this. I'm praying A, B, C, D. And if A, B, C, D, and E don't happen, you know, I must have done something wrong. Well, let me try it this way. Let me try this way. Those are traditional men. And, you know, we do that.
Yeah.
As human beings,
yeah,
we fall into those traditions.
Yeah.
But, you know, God is like, he like to show life.
Yeah, for sure.
He showed up and showed up. Oh, he likes to do that.
He
showed
up.
I think he get a kick out of it.
I know.
I think God, and I don't care what nobody say, I believe everything that we have, as far as laughter,
anger, jealousy. We all got that from God. We can't get it from somewhere else. I don't know where people think they get it from. But we get it all from God. And I think God laughs and enjoys just like we do. We wouldn't have it if he didn't give it to us.
We wouldn't have it.
We wouldn't have it.
We wouldn't have it.
Just like the Bible says, why would God ask us to speak to him and he not have ears? Or he can't hear.
I hear he got hands, got a thing. Jesus said with his finger, if I catch the demon
out. Poor Jesus.
And you know, when you know that you know, you don't worry about nothing. Because I know he really went on to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting so much peace in not going to be with the Lord because she told me, well, it's the same, but I feel all right, but I'm going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
She went on to be with the Lord.
I know, that's right.
Wasn't but a few eggheads want to cry and shout.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was here, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
When they probably was here, I was, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Too late, man. Too late.
Mm-hmm.
But my head is closed, cold. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
That's a done deal.
That's right.
But I say this much, and you and I both know it. This body we lived in,
mm-hmm.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But
I'm getting a new one.
But God,
one of them permanent bodies.
Come on, somebody, shout hallelujah.
One of them permanent bodies.
I don't care
what
they
say. One of them uncorruptible bodies.
Come on here.
One of them bodies, you know, you ain't going to ever get to store. I ain't got to worry about it. No. I got to get some first.
And I remember an old preacher told me, he said, wow! He said, I'm going to be with Jesus. He's like, go from point to point and never get tired. Oh, Jesus. Because we'll be, as you said, we'll be in that new, in that new body. And he just wants us to know that we know because he loves us.
That's right.
He's doing so much for us that he loves us. And God is telling us to believe. Go and tell somebody.
Mm.
And I want to say to a lot of people, a lot of things that we had, we lost. But God. See, ain't no love like God.
Mm.
No love like God. And I'll say this continually. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not, will not perish, but shall have eternal life. That's the promise that he made to us. He promised us he would give us. And it's up to us. He's going to give it to us. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. So I want the world to know that my God is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. Because he loves us. Why he loves us? Because he's done what he can do for us. And nobody cannot do what God has done for us. I don't care what they say, how they say it. See, God is the one. He's the maker and the creator. He knows it all. He does it all. He can do everything but lie. See, and when we lie, we know we don't lie. How many of y'all know we don't lie? Somebody say amen. Go to church. When we get upset with the pastor, he didn't preach today, meddling, talking about me. Holy Spirit, talking to you.
Mm.
It's up to you. And my beloved, I say this to you. Tonight is a good night. And God is only God on the. If we can continue to believe in him, we will continue to know that he still loves us. He still loves us. Let me pray for a moment. And when the revival starts in your area, remember what we see. He's coming back. He's coming back for us. He loves us. He's doing everything for us because he's the kind of God we love. And nobody, nobody will be like him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So, beloved, I say to you, I love you, I thank God for you. And if we come to a point and we say this, that if you can believe that God is, he'll be there for you. God loves us. He loves us. Why do he love us? Because he's God. And one man says he's God. Yes, he is. Ain't nobody like God. He know what he's doing. He know how he's doing it. He sent Jesus Christ. The Bible said for this reason, Jesus Christ was manifested. He wasn't born. He was manifested, manifested in the flesh, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Mm.
And Satan is a liar. He's a two-toed, double-toed liar. And all he tries to do is do what he wants to do. And all I can tell you, if you listen to me, I love you. Thank God for you. But I want you to know one thing. The God we serve is awesome. Create a new one. God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, he loves us. Why does he love us? Because he paid a price for us. He paid a price for us. And so, you know, I say this to you. If you, when you love God, can't nobody put you down because they don't see what you have or have what you see, but you know you got yours. So stay close, and I say you stay close because when you stay close, you're going to see God do something for you big time. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. They stop, man, look, I was telling some people the other day, I said, you know, when you go to thinking about it, God said, I am God. When there was no God, I'm still God. From the beginning to the end, I am not going to try to get up and say that I want to outthink God. I'm the biggest fool ever lived. If I think I'm going to outthink God, that's what happened to Lucifer. See, I done learned from that big fool mistake. Surrender to God. Because God said, I'm going to give you everything. Some of us today, we just can't do it. Well, I don't like the way I just want to do it this way. You know, I'm doing the real good way I'm doing it. But no, it ain't right. It ain't right. And you know, I will say this to you. As we live in these last days, and there are multiple appearances of angels and that mankind on the earth. And I can tell you, I've seen many of them pass my door, pass my window, like a flash of light. That's an angel. That's how fast they move. But God is saying to us, they are helpers. They are here to help us, not to hurt us. Amen? Somebody say amen. And see, what God wants us to do as believers, he wants us to trust in him like never before. And you know, beloved, we got about 3 minutes. Anybody got a question? But I want to say this to you. We love you. Father, tonight is the night that we say thank you for everything you have done for us this night. I thank you because you are the only one that has made it so. This has been a good night for us, Father. Timothy and I have spent good time with you, and we love you, and we appreciate you because you are still God. And there's no one like you. No one like you. Bow down before you and call you the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have it all in your hand, Father. Let any sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, let it be covered by the blood of Jesus, your Son. And let the Holy Spirit lead us in this hour that we now live. Let the fullness of your love, let the fullness of your love, let the fullness of your love come before us. And we said thank you. In the name of Jesus. Without you, can't do nothing. With you, all things are possible. But we said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you send us ministering spirits. You send them forth to minister for us. And we thank you for the invitation that you've given out, and we put the word out. We have invitation, Jesus said, to come, and we extend to you, come. Come to the kingdom. Come to the fountain and drink for eternity. I want you to remember this much. We'll go out for the night, but our time is where we can say God is still our God. No God lacks. So, the thing I can say, for though we see through the glass darkly, but face to face, but you know we're going to see God in the fullness. And so, until such time then, I will see you on the other side of me. And I love you, I love you, I love you. And may God keep you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Remember, I love you. Stay honest, stay humble, and watch God do all things that are possible.